Hello and welcome to the Kanawha Valley Hustlers. This is Joe Justice. I'm here with Bob. Bob, tell me, buddy, what's your hustle?
I got a few hustles. We'll highlight the my training and coaching practice. That would be my hustle.
Let's hear about training and coaching with Bob Thuring.
Okay. Well, I formed this company that I have 2005, going on 20 years ago. Did some IT and some training, and it's kind of transitioned into full-blown I call it success coaching, life coaching, business coaching, whatever you want to call it. And it's just, I just like to help people get the most out of what they've got inside of them with their lives, with their businesses. And I don't know, get that fire back if they're missing it, or light the fire stronger, whatever it may be. Just anything I can do to help them take things to the next level and get what their full potential is.
And from talking to you in the past, I know that your biggest problem is I know statements. So talk to me a little bit about the I know statements.
Yes, it is. You and I have been up and down on this topic. But what the question is, what do I mean by an I know statement? It is I'm going to go to the mall today, and I know it's going to be miserable. I know traffic's going to be bad. I know what Bob's going to tell me. I already know all of these things. Anything that you have in your head that you either literally say the words I know, or you in your guts like, I already know this stuff. That's the I knows that I'm talking about.
And you don't really, whenever you know what's going to happen, you don't really open yourself up to reality at that point, right? You've already made up your mind, everything's already done, and nothing's going to change, right?
Well, I know takes away all the imagination, because you think about that. If I sit down at the canvas and, well, I know what it's going to look like. I don't know. I know in my mind what I want it to look like, but I know takes away imagination, and it also stops learning. That's the biggie, Joe. It stops people from learning. I already know this, and they'll miss something right in front of them, including me.
Right. And so an example of that might be, you know what? I'm going to try to make a sell. I'm going to call this guy, but I know he's going to say no. So you don't even make the call. You just proved yourself right, right?
Correct. You don't make the call, or worse yet, you make the call with the I know, and then people feel that on the other side, whether they know it or not. I already know he is or isn't a good potential client. You go in with zero I knows, just excited, anxious, and curious to just learn about them. That makes all the difference.
So tell me a little bit more about some of your coaching practices for success coaching, so you get rid of the I knows. What other kinds of typical challenges do you help people overcome in your coaching practice?
I get a lot of requests all over the board. Generally speaking, people are wanting some kind of improvement in either their imagination, in their impact, their income. A lot of the I words, people are looking for improvement in these areas. And so I ask them what they really want. And boy, that question stumps people a lot of times, because they're not used to people asking them, what do you really want? And then everybody's answer is the typical, I just want this. And they're always very limited.
Yeah.
Not always. A lot of times they're very limited. And I don't know, to answer your question, I will sit with them, challenge them, work with them, help them to be a creator instead of just a living by default. You know when you get your new cell phone, your new mobile phone,
yep,
it's got all the settings programmed into it. Okay. And I know you're not like this, but a lot of people they live their default settings.
Yeah.
I help people customize to create what they really want. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to live with default, right?
No, you do not. And people are like, I don't have time to put in that effort up front. And I tell people, you don't have time not to do that, because otherwise, you've probably heard the phrase that, you know, if you don't have a plan, someone else has a plan for you. I hate using those cliches, but it's kind of true. If you aren't aiming at the goal you want to go towards, not designing, creating that life, this world will create it for you, and you'll be in what we call total reactionary mode.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, our podcast is called the Kanawha Valley Hustlers. We do a lot of hustling, and I just heard you say that you got to take time to do this stuff. What about people that don't have the time?
Well, first of all, it's another one of those myths that we bust. You have no more or less time in a day than I do. Tell me if I'm wrong.
24 hours, right?
And now you might have more going on than I do, or vice versa. Okay, but the reality is, That comes back to that last question, the default thing. By default, if you're just going to do this, 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 and this, your day is out of your control. Okay. So that's another thing, is I help kind of wake people up to, you've got more time than you realize. And people are, but they're so used to just being busy. You know, you, and we talked about this word hustle. Yeah. Tell me a little bit. Talk to me about hustle.
Well, so when I think of hustle, I think of getting things done, and I think of being productive. I do like to think that there's a difference between being busy and being productive. But you tell me what you think.
No, I agree with that. And I hear the word hustle, and I'm a baseball guy, so I think of like Pete Rose. He was called Charlie Hustle, and he, when he was on the field on play, he was giving it his all, okay? But I bet if we looked at his practice regiment and we looked at his routines, I'll bet you there was a lot of slow down and focus. If you don't slow down and work those muscles, you're going to get injured, you're done. There, that's a metaphor for this.
So. You know, there is a difference there, but there's like, there's game time, right?
Yes.
And then there's preparation, and then there's off time, and like you need all of that stuff, right? It's not always game time 24/7, right?
I think that's the point. And I think people hear hustle, and I may be wrong on this, but I think I hear people hear the word hustle, and they're like, "It's, oh my gosh, I'm going nonstop." And there's an aspect of that, but there's also an aspect of that that's very destructive. That creates the burnout. I've had enough of this. I don't love it. I used to love this, Joe. I used to love this industry, and I don't. I get stuff like that a lot, and. Again, this comes down to the it's kind of a paradox. Hustle by slowing down. Yeah. You don't like that, do you?
No, you know what? I think I like that. So I did meet with an interesting lunch earlier this week with the UC Innovation Hub, and they had a speaker that was there that talked about the phrase that everybody in Korea, the big CEOs and the big tech titans over there, they'd say poly 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 poly, which means faster faster. Everything was faster faster. Don't do tomorrow what you can do today. Don't do today what you can do right now. Get it done. Make it happen. What do you think of that type of mentality?
Well, I think it comes back to your thing about the game time. It depends on what you're doing. I will tell you this, if it's constantly that lifestyle, is there a sacrifice in your family life? Is there a sacrifice to your health? And these are questions. I'm not an expert in this, but you would think that kind of mindset all the time. And that's, again, and there are people you know as well as I do who can go, 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 and they don't get burned out.
That's true.
And then there's people that you know that are kind of, you know, and they get, so it's not just a speed thing. There's, effective and efficient. Those are two interesting words.
Yeah, they are.
And from the, I think it's from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He said, we should always work on being effective with people and efficient with things. That always sticks with me. That's a good quote.
That's really good. I'm going to remember that. So, and as we're kind of wrapping up here, you mentioned, you know, it might be different for different people, and maybe that's a case where a coach could help you out to really identify that. So for anybody who's watching or listening, how would they reach out to you to learn a little bit more and maybe get a little help?
Very easily. They can go to my website, www.workintandem.com, or find Tandem Innovations on Facebook. That's a lot of people communicate that way these days. Or just me personally, Bob Thuring. I'm on Facebook as well. And we can send me emails that way, off my website, any different ways. Or just reach out to Joe. Joe and I have a good relationship, and he would love to refer you my way as well, because we've worked together on a number of these things, and you're a good referral source.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so if you need to talk to Bob, let me know. I'll get you set up with a meeting with him with no problem. And thank you so much, Bob, for being on with
me
today.
Joe.
Thank you so much for watching and listening. This is Joe Justice, the Kanawha Valley Hustler, reminding you to hustle hard, hustle smart, and hustle with a smile.